Joining me in studio is Mpo Mabitsela. Mpo Mabitsela, that's right. I needed to practice that a little bit more before you came into the studio. Did a little check with you, and I'm sorry about that. But yes, it's so good to have you in studio as we talk about medical checkups today.
Yes.
Wow, hi. Medical checkups. Let's talk about that. What exactly should we be doing when we go for a medical checkup?
So when we go for like a medical checkup, it would just be like checking your general health. There's certain things that you must check more often than others. But going for like a blood pressure check, a sugar check, your annual or quarterly blood tests, things like that, just to make sure that everything is still sort of going well in your body, and that you're healthy and what are going to be healthy for a while still. So that would be what a medical health or a checkup would be.
And Mpo, how many times a year should you go, or how often? Maybe I should rather ask you, how often should one go for a medical checkup?
So it depends, right? Because I mentioned a few things. So for example, if you're going in for, let's say, your blood pressure check or your, so let's say your chronic condition check, so your blood pressure, diabetes, or sugar test, I would say do that like quarterly. So every 3 months. So every 3 months, so that would be 4 times a year. That would be with your GP or your local clinic or anything like that, just to make sure that you don't have, or you're screening for those things. And then there's certain things, particularly like in women, a pap smear, for example, is a screening test or a medical checkup that would be very important as a woman, for you to go and get every, so the guideline right now says every 5 years until you turn 45. And then from then you would go every year to every 3 years. And that's if the previous test was normal. And then for men, it would be like prostate checks, and that would be a blood test or a prostate exam. So that needs to happen every year for prostate cancer. And then for young people, or just people in general, I think something very important that's plaguing our country is HIV, STIs, just sexually transmitted things. Just get that checked also, I would say, every quarter, just to get a blood test, finger prick, just something like that.
So which ones are the most important at the different ages?
So
you have said, for example, with women, going for pap smears up to...
Yes. So from the age of... With women, it's about until from 21-ish, 18, 21, until you turn 45. And then from the time you're 45, it's more important to check more often. And also to get like with... Actually, a new thing is that with the pap smear, you'd get an HPV test. So that's like... a viral infection that you get that would be more, that makes you more susceptible to getting cervical cancer on your pap smear, right? So getting both those tests as a woman. And then for, we used to say for the older generation for your chronic conditions, but we're seeing it more often in younger people. So everyone must just get checked for high blood pressure, diabetes, especially if you've got a family history. I think it's very important if your mom, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, your siblings have any of those conditions. It's quite important to get that checked very often. The same with prostate cancer for men. Those are the ones.
And what are some common misconceptions that people have about routine health screening?
So one I've heard, and actually quite recently, I think it's a little bit, let me not say it. I think it's, so I had a patient who was like, if I keep looking for these things, I'm just going to end up finding them. And I was like, well, no, that's not how it works. Like, you want to check and know what's going on with your body. Also, because a lot of the things, if you find them early, they're quite easy to manage, or easier to manage. And they don't have complications, and you won't go through like strenuous processes and things like that. So just make sure that you're always in the green and not in the red.
Mpo, last question is, if there's one screening or one health habit that a listener can take away with, that you can encourage someone to prioritize starting today, what would that one screening or that one health habit be, and why have you selected that?
Can I cheat and give you two?
Go for it.
So the
if
first
you've got
one,
three, go give us, tell us three.
Okay, so the first one would be get moving, like a sedentary lifestyle. So the reason we're seeing these chronic conditions like high blood in younger people is because we're not living a very active life as young people at the moment. We're not exercising. We get in our cars, go to work, sit in the office, get back in our cars, drive back home, sit in our homes. People are not going to the gym. People are not just walking on the weekend. People are like, we're living a sedentary lifestyle. So get moving, eat healthier. And also the Uber Eats, I know, love it. Me too. But like, you guys are ordering takeout every day. Please cook. Cook something. Anything at this point, please. So we're not eating well. We're not exercising. So get moving, eat better. And that will prevent a lot of things in terms of your health. And then the second one would be to get health checkups very often, especially if you're, whether it's like sexually active, mostly if you're like sexually active, like get yourself checked out, get your partner checked out. Every time you change a partner, make sure you're doing things from the beginning, like you're checking everything that you need to, just to make sure that you're okay. Because we're seeing a rise in like things that like are so easily controlled and so easily managed if you just do the right thing from the beginning. So those would be my 2 points.
We're hoping that the majority of our listeners at Impact 103 have one partner.
Yes.
So we're not encouraging multiple partners in this interview at all. So, but basically what we are saying here is definitely take your health seriously, make it a priority. And when you said get moving, what are you saying? Is this on a daily basis? Is this weekly? How do you give a guideline on get moving from, like you said, sedentary? We have to be more intentional in moving. Yeah. So is this a daily habit?
100%. So our advice usually is 30 minutes every single day. And then you can rest like on the seventh day. But like at least 30 minutes every single day just to get moving. And it doesn't have to be like a gym membership. You don't have to go spend money. Literally take a walk around your block. Walk a little fast. Don't like stroll, but like walk fast just to get your heart pumping. And that should be enough like movement for every single day. And obviously if you feel like you can go a little harder, run marathons and do 10Ks and 15, 21, then do that as well. But just as a start, 30 minutes every single day, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, evening, it doesn't really matter.
That's the beauty about exercise is you don't really need to go and invest in a gym membership if it does not fit your budget right now. But what will fit your budget is you cooking at home.
100%, please. And don't put too much salt in the solution.
Reduce the salt and cook at home. Yes, definitely. Please. Thank you so much. It was so good to have Mpho Mabitsela in studio talking about medical checkups and the regular medical checkups that one should take, talking about misconceptions and encouraging you to get moving and cook at home. Good to have you on Impact 103.
Thank you.